So I want to finish out talking about new agents and approaches. And Dave, I want you to comment on your paper in the JCO on the randomized phase 2 trial of onartuzumab, an anti-MET antibody combined with erlotinib, and also a paper from Sydney talking about your phase 3 MET lung study, I guess particularly looking at the issue of MET expression by immunohistochemistry being done as part of this study. So, Dave, can you comment on this whole anti-MET strategy and these two papers?
Well, you know, I think it's a work in progress. What recently was published were the final results of data that we presented a couple of years ago at ESMO, looking at a randomized phase 2 study of a drug called onartuzumab, or commonly referred to now as MetMab, in patients with refractory non-small cell lung cancer, both adeno and squamous histologies. This is an interesting trial because you wonder if it would be easy to finish a trial like this now, because it was looking at patients who were getting erlotinib in the second, third line setting, irrespective of EGFR status, the way erlotinib has been approved. The randomization was erlotinib with placebo or erlotinib with onartuzumab. And the goal was to look at progression-free survival and the overall intent-to-treat population, and also a defined group of patients who were called MET-high or MET-positive and MET-low or MET-negative. That definition was decided before the results were unblinded. It was almost to an H-score analysis of MET expression by immunohistochemistry, said simply looking for the strongest expressors and categorizing those patients in the MET-high group. That was 2 plus, 3 plus by IHC in at least 50% of the cells, and the other patients ended up in the so-called MET-negative group. To kind of fast forward, the analysis proved that in unselected patients, there was no advantage to the combination of onartuzumab and erlotinib versus erlotinib alone. In a pre-planned subset analysis of patients who had so-called MET-positive or MET-high tumors, there appeared to be an advantage for both progression-free and overall survival for the group of patients who got onartuzumab and erlotinib in combination compared with erlotinib alone. Conversely, the group of patients who were so-called MET negative appeared to have a worse advantage, or worse outcome, I should say, in terms of PFS and OS compared with erlotinib alone.